it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are your mobile devices overloaded with photos and videos? Welcome back to another Textination interview. I'm Fred Fishkin. Joining us from Latticework is founder and CEO Pontus Sutardja. Thank you for joining us, Pontus.
Thank you, Fred.
Very interesting company, Latticework, and you've got a brand new product on the market called the Amber X. I'll let you give us a little background, first of all. You've got a great background, too.
Yes. So my little background here. I used to be a co-founder of a semiconductor startup called Marvell. We sell a lot of storage chips to large companies, and these customers were very, very demanding. You know, as you can imagine, enterprise customers demand quality, reliability in the systems that they built. That pressure obviously spilled over to their vendors, us no different. And when working with our customers for close to 20 years, I co-opted a lot of the mindset of quality, reliability, and data security that they demand. However, when it comes to my own storage need as a consumer, I really couldn't find a solution that provides the enterprise-grade data protection, the privacy, and the convenience and ubiquitous access offered by cloud storage solution. So you either get the reliability and the privacy, but you don't really get the convenience, right? Having worked as a supplier, chip supplier for close to 20 years, I thought that I wanted to do something different and also solve some of my own problems. So I founded Latticework to develop the Amber device and the Amber cloud to bring together the on-prem privacy and of the, what a local storage device can provide, and the convenience and simplicity of the cloud access model, bringing in many of the AI innovation that was started first in the cloud space into the private device.
Well, Amber X is billed as your privacy first personal cloud. Describe it for us. Maybe you can show it too, but what does it look like, and take us through how it works?
All right, so this is the Amber X is really a sleek, small device. All you need is really plug in the power under normal operation. It's got wireless connectivity or wired Ethernet. Now, the wired Ethernet is obviously gigabit. It's much faster than wireless, gives you several hundred megabits per second, but the wireless is a lot more convenient, obviously. And I'm using the wireless mode right now. So this thing is small enough to fit anywhere in your home settings, next to a TV, fanless. So it's really quiet and it's sleek looking. Let me see.
And what can it do?
So let me explain to you first what Amber X really is, right? How we see it. Amber X really is a smart personal cloud that brings together some of the best features of Google Photos, Dropbox, and Apple TV. What do I mean by that? First of all, with Amber X, you can back up all your photos and videos into a single device you own, instead of sending them to some cloud services that may exploit your data. And no more splitting your storage to iCloud if you're using iOS device and Google Photo if you're using Android. You get to send everything to Amber X directly from any of your device. Mobile devices or your PC. You get AI-based indexing, such as facial recognition, running on your Amber X itself, not in the cloud. So we ensure that your privacy is never compromised. And through our Amber Cloud service, which Amber X is attached to, you get to access all your photos and videos from anywhere in the world. So that's the part that we say that it looks like Google Photo. Now, secondly, because MBX also acts as a general storage device, not just for photos and videos, any document you store on it is also accessible from anywhere in the world through our Ember Cloud service. That's why we call it, you know, working like Dropbox. Better still, when you attach your old USB hard drive or your flash drive to EmberX, suddenly you upgrade your dump drives to a cloud-connected storage, accessible from anywhere in the world, and shareable to any person outside your home network through our Ember Cloud service. You know, that's essentially what Dropbox is about. Really cloud connectivity to your data. In our case, though, the data sits on EmberX.
So it has built-in storage, right? 500 gigabytes?
Correct. It has built-in 500 gigabytes, but if there's not enough, you plug in an external drive, expand it to 1 terabyte or 2 terabyte drives that you purchase, or four, whatever it is, so you can expand it.
There is also an HDMI port on this, isn't there?
Correct. So, see if it is obvious here or not. We have the USB port here on the left side. That's a USB 3 connection. You plug in your USB drives, flash drive, hard drives, or whatever. The HDMI port here is for your connection to the TV. So we allow you to play your video. We allow you to play your content that is stored here onto your TV through here, through the HDMI port, but that only serves one TV. So we also provide DLNA support and Chromecast to allow you to stream your video to other TVs in your home, right, wirelessly. So that's really perfect. That's kind of like why I say that it's a little bit of Apple TV too. We can stream your data to your home connected TV. And obviously our companion app, the Ember IX app, allows you to also stream the data anywhere while you're traveling. So you're not really tied down to your home when you want to access your data.
Very interesting. Now, tell us how this is different from other types of network attached storage devices that are out there. Is it designed to be used as that kind of a drive as well, or this is kind of a different kind of concept?
We like to think that it's different, even though the basic underlying storage technology is NAS-like, the network attached storage that a lot of people are familiar with. But early on, we realized that there is really no way to provide a good cloud connectivity to a locally owned device, you know, unless there is a powerful cloud supporting it, right? And to ensure continued privacy of the user, when you attach your device to the cloud must be designed to honor the sovereign data domain of your local device and provide two additional key services. The first one is identity management, because, you know, while you have your local account and things like that, when you want to share something to someone else, you want to share it to someone that is not necessarily your close to you, right? Not your family members. All you have is like communication between you and them through emails and things like that. So kind of like, yeah, I would like to share it to someone with this kind of email address that is on Ember Cloud. So we know that the Ember Cloud would have already verified that this person owned that email, the same email that I've been corresponding with, right? So I feel comfortable to share something to this person. And besides, you know, it really doesn't make sense for me to create an account, a local account for someone that I'm not familiar with, not exactly close to me, just an acquaintance, right? And even if I'm willing to go through that trouble, I don't think many people will be willing to create an account on your local device, put their data on it. You know, who knows, because you have local control, who knows what you could do with that data. So they would rather say that, show me your data when you want to share it and I don't want to put my data on yours. So that's the first thing that we need to rely on. Identity management is very important. And the second one, obviously, is a feature that the cloud needs to provide, the minimum feature. It's a share notification, right? The person has to be notified. And share access and the routing service back. After I got notified, I want to access it through the Amber IX app. The cloud needs to provide the path back to Amber IX. All those things need to be provided. Now, a simple NAS device does not have that kind of service behind to make it a cloud device. We have done a lot to integrate the two tightly, while at the same time keeping the control local to Amber IX, meaning whatever your setting is in terms of who you want to share, right? The final say, the final decision, when someone knock on your door, please give me this data. The final control, access control is done on Amber IX itself. So Amber IX say, yep, I did share this thing to you. Great, now you can have this data. So all those things are tightly integrated together, and there's really no other devices out there in the world that provide the same functionality.
How is AI used in what you're doing? You mentioned that.
Oh, yes. AI normally is used to provide, some kind of indexing. Like the most common one really is facial recognition, right? An example of how I use it is, and a lot of people use it, is you have lots of photos. The AI just sweep through all your photos and says that, hey, we see all these people with these kind of faces, and they cluster them, right? Say that, hey, this group of face look the same. I don't know who they are. This other group of faces look the same. We don't know, but we're going to show you. And why don't you give your name and things like that, right? That's what we do. So if you go into the Amber IX app, after some time, you will notice that the Amber IX would have already index a bunch of people with no names attached, but you can go in there to just apply names and things like that. From then on, it's very easy to find your kids' photos, events and things like that. That's what the major use of AI is, to help identify things that will be too cumbersome for a human to do.
And one of the keys here, you've mentioned it a few times, I think, but there are no subscriptions attached. You buy the Amber IX and that's it, right?
Yes. So you buy it once, you pay it once, and we provide the cloud connectivity for free for the service life of the device. As long as this device is alive, you get to use it.
Tell us about pricing and availability.
Okay. Coming week, we're going to formally launch on Amazon at a price of $229. But, we actually launched this on Indiegogo last year. It was a blow-up success. We exceeded our target within a month. And by now, we already shipped over 2,000 units to our U.S. backers. And we are also on track to ship our EU backers, their units in about 2 months. But for US launch, the formal launch, we're going to do it, if everything goes well with Amazon in terms of backend logistics, it will be live this coming Friday. And I think the latest will be early next week.
And for more information, where can people go?
Yes, there's a lot that you can find when you search. If you just search Amber IX, you'll find a lot of information out there. But do go to myamberlife.com, our main website for, the feature sets, that it provides, things like that, and also where to buy information.
Terrific. Again, it's myamberlife.com. Pontus Sutardja, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Well, thank you very much, Fred.
Now this. It takes a lot of listening to build a better radio, and that's just what the folks at Sea Crane have done. Bob Crane and his crew, nestled among the rivers and tallest trees in the world in Fortuna, California, have made a habit of listening to their customers. And that's just what they've done in building the CC Skywave SSB, the Swiss Army knife of portable radios. For everyday listening to AM or FM in the yard or patio or on the nightstand without having to drain a mobile phone battery, it's a great companion. But it is also a companion equipped for NOAA weather information and alerts that can be life-saving. You can listen to FEMA and Coast Guard transmissions, too. Beyond all of that, you can tune into shortwave signals from around the world. It's compact, easy to take with you, and built to last. The CC Skywave SSB. Click on the link at textination.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.